Night Owls Discord Podcast. I'm Shane.
And I'm JP.
And welcome to another Monday. So, we're going to go back down nostalgia memory lane again. I don't know why I keep picking these topics, but actually, I know why I'm picking this topic. But how do you feel about the NES, Nintendo Entertainment System?
I never had one.
What?
Not the original.
Really?
Yeah.
You're slightly older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't have an NES?
No, I didn't. I always played my friend Joe's.
Oh, your parents are so cruel.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get it, like, any... The first actual, gaming thing I got was a Game Boy.
Okay.
So back in the day...
That was right in the same timeline.
Yeah, a little after.
Or did you have a Game Boy Color?
No, I had the original, like, green and, like, blue or gray...
The gray
screen.
Ones?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Like, the original, like, gray...
The monochrome.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I would always like it was a big deal to like go over to my friend Joe's house and play NES.
Then those things were like 45 pounds.
They
were so heavy. Yeah. You had like 45 AA batteries in them. I mean, it wasn't that many. I think there were 6 AA batteries or was it 4?
In what?
In the back of the Game Boy.
Oh, 4, I think.
Was it 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it's just they were heavy. You would hold them for a while and my pinkies would go numb. Mm. I mean, remember that. Even as a little kid, my pinkies would go numb. All right, so the NES, the reason why I brought it up is because I found a site called DK Oldies.
Yes, I've seen them.
Oh, you've seen them? Okay.
I've seen them on TikTok before.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, because I was looking for, I went down the arcade cabinet realm.
Okay, yeah.
Because I'm like, man, it'd be awesome to open, I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, but I was like, man, I'd love to open a Quarter Arcade again, a Quarter Arcade. Yeah. None of the ticket stuff, just like straight up Quarter Arcade, go play a game, then you leave.
You guys had one in the shop for a while.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, the quarter system sucked on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. But I wanted to open up like a true
arcade. Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, 'cause 1UP makes all those like old games. Like, you know, the cabinets are smaller.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, they have a ton of games that they're bringing back and putting in cabinets.
But I was doing the kind of deep dive and actually trying to find old refurbished cabinets or even new old stock because they're out there still.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, like how awesome would it be? Because they're anywhere between like $800 to like 10 grand. Mm-hmm. It just depends on, you know, what game it is and how many they have. But I was like, man, it would be so awesome to just fill a room with all these things and just do a true old school like... Music, dim lights, quarter machine in the back, some old dude sitting in the corner watching the games.
Doesn't sound creepy at all.
No, but that's what we grew up with. You know?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like I would love to just bring that back. And I think I would pass on the creepy old dude and then the dim lights. Like I'd probably just leave it bright and everything, but it would just be straight up like quarter machine in the back and like probably 30 or 40, you know, cabinet games.
That'd be awesome.
And I think it'd be great. So with that deep dive, I ran across that DK Oldies.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, they have an NES. So they had like, I mean, any Nintendo system you can think of. They have any PlayStation, any Xbox. I mean, they have Sega. They have Intellivision. They have, I mean, Ataris. Mm-hmm. They have the Atari 5200, the Atari. They have, I mean, everything. Like, I couldn't believe it. And it's all either refurbished or new old stock.
Uh-huh.
Or they have the... what do they call them? The revamped ones where they're like new consoles with like 20 or 30 games on them.
Oh, like an emulator kind of thing.
Yeah, emulator. There you go. So they have all kinds of stuff. So I pulled the trigger on a NES with two controllers, the gun, an HDMI upgrade for the RCA cables.
Right.
So I can put it on just this TV. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm planning on putting on.
Nice.
On this TV. And then the 3 Mario games with Duck Hunt.
Oh, cool.
And then I got Paperboy and Contra.
Paperboy?
Paperboy, Contra. And then Knockout.
Knockout, yeah.
And I didn't get Mike Tyson's Knockout. I got the one that was post-Mike Tyson.
Okay, yeah. They took his name off of it.
Yeah, the Mike Tyson Punch-Out was expensive.
Really?
It was super expensive. It was like $85 for the game because they were refurbished ones.
Yeah.
So, but they had regular Punch Out and it was like $14. I was like, no, I'll do that.
Okay.
So
that's cool.
Still the same thing. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know. Does it still Mike Tyson at the end then in regular Punch Out?
It's somebody else.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
So it's not like Mike with the black trunks.
I don't know. Or does it end at like Bald Bill?
Or, I don't know. I don't know, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
About that. I got to remember all the patterns now. Like, or see if I can recall all the patterns now. So I want to talk about NES games, the ones that bring back feelings of goodness for you.
Mm.
So I'll start with my very first one, and it's Double Dragon.
Yeah.
Because we had it on, and I remember it was one of the very first games that my brother and I ever played together. And we lasted maybe a half a round because you're on a team.
Yeah.
he would get so mad at me because I didn't know what I was doing. I was just button mashing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Double Dragon was one of the first ones we ever played.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's easy to go like Mario World 2. Mm-hmm. Or not Mario World. Super Mario 2 was fun.
Yep.
It was just a different, kind of a different style than like the regular side-scrolling.
Made by a different company, too.
Mm-hmm. And Metroid.
Yes.
Metroid was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Zelda.
Like yes.
And then like Zelda 2 Link to the Past.
The gold cartridge too.
The gold cartridge.
Huge deal.
Yeah.
Huge deal. Paperboy was one of my favorites. And then was it Skate or Die?
Yes.
Was that NES?
Yes.
One of my favorites.
Skate or Die. And that was fun.
Yeah, when it came up, Skate or Die.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was interesting because like there was a bunch of different like competitions in that one. Mm-hmm. There was like downhill or like bull
or half pipe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I sucked at all of them.
Yeah.
I sucked at all of them. Mario 3 was the very first, and I guess this was before time running was a thing, or was that they call it now?
Speed running
was a thing. But I remember Mario 3 was one of the ones where I could beat it in like 15 minutes at most.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because you had all the warp whistles and stuff like that that you could get to.
Yeah.
And I used to be able to get to the 8th stage, third level, like that, like super quick. And then I went back with Mario, and I remember having Mario, because it was Mario Duck Hunt. My dad bought the NES when I moved to Florida. I was like 12 years old. So I'd already had an NES, but then he went out and bought another one. Mm-hmm. So this was probably 92. I think it was 91 or 92. And no, maybe it was 93. No, 92, because Hurricane Andrew happened in 92. So it was a 92. Mm. So it was just late year in 92. And he went out and bought an NES, and he was playing it with all of his friends. And
then
I moved in that summer. And he was like, man, look how good we are. Like all these old dudes. Like when I say old dudes, they were, I think, mid-30s at that point.
Sure.
Like, and all the guys that lived in our house, and they're like, check this out. They were like on level 4 or something like that. You know?
Okay.
And then I get on there, and they're all like, I'm never playing this stupid game again. It was great.
That's funny.
And they didn't even know how to like speed run or anything like that, you know? So it was like put the B button, you know, to sprint.
Yeah.
They didn't even know how to do any of that stuff. So there you go. So Mario 1, Mario 2.
Raccoon
Mario
3.
Well, yes, exactly.
And the frog suit. And
yeah, the raccoon. Oh, the frog. I forgot about the frog. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I have Contra is another one.
Yeah.
Contra was the one that I learned the code from.
Yep.
So
the Konami code.
Yep. Yep. And I didn't realize that it was the same. And I actually went over to Sonic. Except it was select start in Sonic.
Mm, yeah.
The first Sonic till you get like, I don't know, was it Infinite Lives or something in Sonic?
I don't remember, but in Contra it was 99 lives.
Yeah, Contra was 99 lives.
And you needed all 99 to make it through that game.
It was crazy. I used to love that game.
Yeah, it was so difficult.
You'd get through past the first level and I felt so successful.
Accomplished.
And then you get into the next one and like die immediately.
Same thing with like Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden
was pretty difficult.
Yeah.
But that game was fun.
Well, Paperboy, like the first level, you're like, easy.
Oh, yeah.
And then Grandpa comes out chasing you in the second level. And you're like, come on, seriously? And you would get to like third level where like dogs, police, like everybody was chasing you in that one. Trying to think of what other ones were like a regular in my layering of games. Do you have any more?
There's an original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like the side-scrolling like arcade game. It was like completely different. There's a turtle van you could drive around in, but like mm-hmm.
There's but like, that was like kind of top view.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And you could like jump down the sewer holes.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a level with, I think it was like at a dam where you had to go swimming and disarm bombs and yes. stuff. We talked about Metroid, talk about Zelda. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what else I had. Or, well, not I had, but I remember that playing.
Playing, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think, was it Rad Racer? Was that one? I don't know.
Or that maybe was that the one was with the cars.
Yeah.
They were on the track. Well, we could talk about Punch-Out, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was Mike Tyson's Punch-Out then.
Right.
It was probably one of the very first, aside from, well, and here's one too, aside from Tecmo Bowl.
Yes, Tecmo Bowl.
And yeah. What was the baseball?
All-Star Baseball?
Was it All-Star or Home Run Baseball?
Maybe, yeah.
It was one of those.
One of those.
And then Blades of Steel was the other
Blades
one.
Of Steel, yes.
I loved that one. Because that, I don't know what it was about Blades of Steel, but it was, I felt so cool when I was playing it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about how to play it, but it was so fun.
Oh, there was another two-player game. I forgot what it was called. But you ride around in like Jeeps or mm-hmm. like and like shoot stuff. And then like another level, you'd be like going against tanks and...
It was like two army guys, right?
Yeah.
And you could jump in and out of the Jeep, or was it all
something
always?
Like that. Yeah. Okay. I forgot what it was called. Oh, it's going to mess me up. But that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if you got like infinite continues or not. But like there's games like 1984 too, like the top-down like
yes.
flying game. That's fun.
Yep. Yep. Shinobi.
Yeah. That was Sega.
Oh, was that Sega?
I think it was Sega.
Okay. So that must have been a... 64-bit game then, huh?
Mm.
Or 32-bit?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I don't remember if it came out on the original Sega or if that was on the Genesis. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, there was... and then the... Oh, geez, I guess I'm running out of... I'm trying to think of the stack of games that we used to... Right. Pull from.
Oh, Excitebike.
Excitebike, yep.
Yeah.
Trying was to fun. Keep your engine from overheating.
Yeah. Yep. It was fun, too, because, like, there was... You could customize tracks in that game.
You could. You could make your own tracks.
And that was, like, one of the first games that let you customize stuff. Yes. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I can still remember...
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I think that...
Castlevania. That's a game I
never
that game
played that
frustrated
one.
Me.
Never played it.
No.
No, it was one that I think one of my buddies had it, but it never did anything for me.
Okay.
Like, because I always wanted to shoot, and like Contra yeah. was the one, like, I played Contra so much.
Mega Man.
Oh, Mega Man. Mega Man, I played. Because Mega Man, it went all the way up to Mega Man X on NES, right? Or was that Super Nintendo that it went to X?
I think Super Nintendo, it went to X.
Okay. But yeah. Mega Man was one of my favorite, the original Mega Man. Because then that one is the one where you had to beat one with the blue, the green, the red, and the... Was it the white one?
Because
you had to do all four... You had to beat all four levels with each Mega Man.
Right, like, yeah. So, like, you were Mega Man, and then, like, you'd go, like, play a level, and then you'd get, like, a boss suit.
Yes.
And then, like, you take that boss suit, you could take it to the next level. And,
that's
like,
right. You had to do them in a certain
like,
order to
Boomerang
beat it.
Boomerang Man. There was, like, some guy that had, like, leaves or something.
Yes.
Or, like, there's just a bunch, like, each suit had a different power, but you could only mm-hmm. wear one suit, I think, per level. Like, you couldn't yeah. switch suits or anything like that. So it was all about, like, okay, if I wear this one, like, you go to a certain level and, like, you figure out the pattern, mm-hmm. you know, that the first suits to wear and
yep.
you finally get to, God, I forgot what the guy's name is, the professor at the end. It wasn't Dr. Robotnik, because
that's Sonic.
That's Sonic. Yeah, I forgot what his name is.
Yeah. But that, yeah, Mega Man was one we used to play a lot, too. Metroid was definitely one that we played a lot. And then just the track and field, because we had the power mat.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And we used to play the track and field
yes.
a lot.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. And we got, we found the cheat for long jump and things like that,
yep.
where you would put run, two run, chairs, run. And you would run, and then and just then, lift your feet up.
Yeah, yep. Or, like, you could jump off the mat to the side and
yeah,
then, like,
jump back
on.
Yep. Yep. But if you stayed off too long, you would wipe out.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, that was fun. I always enjoyed those. And the running, where you'd get down on your hands and knees and like slap the pad
yeah.
as you were doing it. Yeah. Did you ever have the power glove?
Yes.
I see. I never had it. I never played it.
I bought it to use with my friend's NES. I didn't have an NES, but I bought the Power Glove. That's awesome. And like, you had to plug it in, but then it was crazy because there was another like apparatus to like put around the TV.
Oh, really?
That was like sensors for the Power Glove, which was cool because like that's how you controlled it. And then obviously on the top of the glove, there's a bunch of, it was like a controller, like you had the cross pad and the buttons and everything, but then it also had like a bunch of like alphanumeric buttons for like letters and numbers. Yeah, okay. I don't know. It was kind of weird. I was like, why is all this stuff? I think they had grander ideas for that, but never got to it. And then I remember, too, when the NES was first introduced, there was a robot or something. There's like some like robot with a game that you could play, and like the robot would like move.
Okay.
And based on that, like it would drop like a top or something.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Well, I remember there... Well, Virtual Boy, I don't know if you remember that or not. That was kind of between NES and Game Boy. But yeah, Nintendo was a thousand years ahead of everybody.
Yeah, this is what it was.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't remember the game.
Rob. Yeah, I do vaguely remember that, but I don't. But yeah, I remember Virtual Boy was the very first virtual.
Gyromite and Stack Up. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Never really heard of those games, but I do remember seeing the robot at some point. So,
Yeah. So, yeah, but Nintendo loved it. I think that was the first, like, true, like, cult or mass produced or whatever. I mean, because there was Atari, there was Intellivision, there was Sega.
ColecoVision.
Coleco, yeah. What was the other one that had the TV? No, that was Intellivision. It was like a TV controller with a joystick on it.
Yes.
Like an old school click button TV controller. Right. That was Intellivision. Yeah. And you had like pads, depending on the game, you would slide them into the thing so the buttons would mean something different. Yeah. But yeah, I think a lot of those, they were great, but they weren't like Nintendo. Nintendo took off and just absolutely dominated a market. And like nothing existed once Nintendo came onto the scene until 32-bit. You know, until Sega came, and then Sega Genesis, and then, you know, it started to progress from there, but then they responded with Super Nintendo. But and I think Nintendo was just one of those ones, like, it was just mind-blowing, the stuff that they were doing, especially with Virtual Boy, especially with the robot, with the Power Glove. What was some other, you know, the track and field mats? There was a lot of other things, but they sold the track and field mats, so they was keeping kids active. You know?
Yeah.
And so it was great. I mean,
they did that later too with Dance Dance Revolution.
That's right. That's right. Like, yeah, with the Wii, and then they did the Fit Board.
Oh yeah, the Fit Board. Yeah.
So yeah. So I guess that's, unless there's anything else you want to say about the Nintendo.
Nope. No. I don't think so.
We'll have a game night and we'll do our podcast afterwards and I'll see who wins. We'll play something like Mario 3 or something like
that. Nice.
I don't think there's any head to head games in there. I mean, yeah, like tanks, but yeah, that's about it. So all right, door_disc_golf. And keep in mind, we have 50 bills that are going out in the first 50 orders online at www.doordisc.com. And it'll have up to a $50 bill, as low as a $1 bill, but you'll get something in any package for the next 50 packages. We're probably about, I don't know, maybe 25, 30 packages that can go back out. Hopefully by this time we'll have a lot less, but yeah, get on there and get a bill.
Nice.
USD bill. Like, spendable money
bill. Yeah, spendable money bill.
Yeah, so get a disc you want and get some money with it. All right, anything else, JP?
Nope.
Nope, all right. So, night_owls_pod is the pod. Instagram. Wow, I'm having a hard time. My mind is just going blank.
Yeah.
Is the Instagram, and then I think outside of that, have a great night, and peace.